You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we are now live for your viewing pleasure on YouTube, the Men's Room Live.
Yeah. Well, you're viewing something.
KISW yes. Rock. You're viewing us doing a radio
That's
show.
Right. Are people enjoying this? Is this something people like?
I sure hope so.
I think so.
I don't know. It's just weird. And look, we're in the business, so it's a little different. But I always thought, all right, you know, you've heard us talk on the radio. And you can look at us. You're just looking at us talk.
Right. I mean, well, yeah. It's messing with my head as far as just like, I'm not really dressing up or anything. But in the morning, I'm thinking about, should I wear this shirt? Should I comb my hair?
Should I comb my hair?
Should I brush my teeth? Should I wash my face?
No, don't do anything.
I don't know.
Should I skip the workout today?
Oh, damn, you shaved the mustache.
Yes, it is.
I just realized
that
now.
Oh, my God, it's gone. Yeah, mustache. It's almost like it wasn't even there.
Why'd you get rid of the mustache?
I just shaved. I needed to shave. So
everyone
I shaved it off.
Complimenting.
Yeah, they loved it.
I did not. No, I didn't. I thought it looked terrible. And I openly told him, and I said, well, don't tell him that. I said, we're friends. I'm going to be honest.
People are holding their child closer.
Yeah, it looks like ass. But other people are like, I think it looks great.
But if he was to wear like a suit and tie, he would look like a news anchor.
But I think those days are gone anyhow.
What's that?
Like, it used to be everybody on, you know, even like SportsCenter or whatever was constantly in a suit and tie. Like nowadays, a lot of those morning
shoes.
Right, like some dudes aren't even wearing suits. What was I going to say?
Thank God.
Fox anymore. I mean, Fox has Barstool on their morning. Fox Sports does now. Mm-hmm. Those guys are just wearing.
I mean, ESPN is just Pat McAfee, and they look like they just rolled out.
Pat McAfee doesn't wear sleeves.
No, exactly. The dude does not have sleeves.
No, he looks like a dirty laundry bin.
If you're looking for us on YouTube, it is at KISWROCK. So KISW Rock.
All right.
And you can check us out on YouTube.
Yeah, baby.
All right, so we got
You know what, Miles? I'm sure there's plenty of room here at the budget for wardrobe.
You think so?
Oh, you know.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're ready
to shell it out.
Guys, we still are under contract with Mantastic Limited.
Oh, that's a good point. We need to recontact. I know they just saved money.
That was a joke when we wrote it.
Yeah, no.
Now we really need it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A couple comments on our question about embarrassing the mistakes that happened at work. Here's one, guys, back in 2019. Brother worked at B-Dubs, and he told me that one of his coworkers got fired because she kept stealing the food and sauces bit by bit for about a month. Now, my brother's coworker said she stuffed too many wings into her pants pockets and got caught when some of the wings fell out of her pocket.
In her pants pockets.
Here's a couple more.
Come on.
Yeah. I crashed one of the golf carts into a low wall and snapped a steering rod. Ooh. Cost over $1,000 to fix. Upside was the steering on this old cart was better after it came back from the shop. Downside was I didn't get to drive the carts for a while. Here's another. Back in the early 2000s, after about 2 weeks in a new job, I knocked over a display of wine with a hand truck,
ooh,
destroyed 15 cases of wine, $25 a bottle. So embarrassing. Had that job up until 2019. That from Fletcher.
Now wait, $25 retail or $25 wholesale? We used to sell this wine
called 100% market, right?
So we sold, it was called Opus One. This was probably early 2000s, and this was like the wine, apparently, at the time. I'm not a wine guy, but at all the restaurants I worked in, just make sure you have Opus One, because all the guys trying to impress the girlfriends, they're going to order Opus One. And everybody ordered Opus One, and it was, I believe, $110 a bottle. Right? So you sat down at the restaurant, and they ordered by the bottle. God forbid you do it by the glass. We had to bring in the inventory one day. I rarely did the bar. The bartender's not there, so I'm checking all this crap in. It's $11 a bottle.
Well, typically, so don't they open like only like one version of each, one bottle of each version? You know, so
I don't as,
for
know.
The for by the glass.
Yeah, from by the glass.
So if they don't, if they don't open it, you can't. You have to buy the whole bottle.
But I'm still like, dude, it cost us $11, right. And then we sell it for $99 more. Not look, nothing against wine drinkers. If you enjoy wine, please continue to. But I will never buy into. Do you know much the how much you're willing to pay for it or what it's worth? Because it ain't worth jack.
Here's another. About 26 years ago, my young landscape career, I was working for a company, and while I was edging a lawn, somehow I knocked the cable out to the entire block in McCormick Woods. I got many bad looks. People apparently loved their soap operas back then, I guess. Love the show, that from Pangea Joe.
Did you ever use a stick edger?
No.
So, like, generally when you're just edging a lawn, right, when you're a landscape, you just use your weed whacker or whatever.
Yeah.
But if you have a lawn that's like...
One of those wheels things?
It's got like two, it's like two little blades, right?
Oh, no, you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, sometimes... Or if you're going to kind of redo it, you got to use that.
Yeah.
I definitely did that to the wrong lawn once. And the lady was like pissed.
The wrong lawn?
Yeah. I was
Why was it the wrong lawn? Because it wasn't their lawn.
I was a house off.
Oh.
Bernie parked the truck kind of in between the two homes and said,
How much of her lawn had you done?
Oh. I mean, I had edged it out.
Did it look good, though?
If you wanted that.
I mean, but was that a good look?
There wasn't much wrong with her lawn.
You just
that what she was upset, and I think the exact quote from Bernie was just like, "Why she didn't need that?" Hey, look, I thought I was at the right house.
Right,
you know me. I'm one of those kind of, especially when I was working those kind of jobs. You point at a house and go say, "Hey, get the stick edger all the way around the house.
Right,
I'm gonna go do it."
What's the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? 206-803
Right. That's why I like playing defense. It's simple.
Right.
Like, get past this guard. Go get the ball.
Just keep it easy, man.
Right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so I am in the car business. I'm a sales manager. Dodge, in their infinite wisdom, decided to name their Hornets by color, being cue ball and eight ball for white and black.
All right.
One of my salesmen goes out, sells the car, pulls the stock number, comes back. We don't go look. We don't check on him. We assume he's doing his job. We sell this nice lady a car. It's about 6 months later, we find out we sold her the wrong car. It's been licensed. She's got a loan against it, everything else. And now this brand new car she bought is also broken down. That's how it finally got caught.
Ew. Okay.
So what do you do now?
So what we had to do was we had to literally buy the car back from her, switch her into the other car that she was originally supposed to be in. And we took the loss on both of them to the tune of about $75,000.
Oof. Wow.
How often does that happen? Do you just in the scheme of car dealerships and all that, how often do you think that happens?
It's got to be the rarest thing in the world, except for we've had it two times at my dealership in the last year and a half.
So it's rare except for your dealership.
Except for us, apparently, yes.
Okay.
I mean, the one we caught when the key fobs didn't match up. Yeah, you talk about some unhappy people.
All right.
You sold us the wrong car. We're making payments on the wrong one, everything else. We made the salesman go explain to the nice lady what he had done.
Okay. Can you ever just cut him off and say, hey, listen, you don't have to explain to me why you're mad. I get it.
Okay. How long have you been in the car world? I got to ask.
Let's see here. I grew up in the car business. So I've been around it my entire life, like 45 years.
Okay. This is why I need to talk to you. You're an expert. What is going on with everybody on the road being a student driver? Now, you're selling cars to people. You don't offer these stickers out. I don't know where you buy these things.
There's a lot of them right now.
I've never seen anything like this in 55 years of being on this planet. And it's not, look, when I was a student driver, sir, with all due respect, my first car was an Oldsmobile, I think, Firenza or something.
Firenza.
It was the equivalent of a Chevy Cavalier.
Okay.
It was just the Oldsmobile version of it, right?
Oldsmobile.
It was a piece of crap. My next car was a piece of crap. When I was learning to drive, every car that I had was a piece of crap. I am seeing these stickers on Teslas, Mercedes, BMWs. I am seeing them on cars that should not be someone's first car. So I was just questioning. What do you think is going on?
Well, what we see on a daily basis is you've got these parents coming in there who are willing to buy their kid anything and just spend the money with no thought to it at all.
Is that what it
is? It's fascinating.
Okay.
I wish I was in that position.
You see somebody put their 16 or 17-year-old new driver in a Hellcat Red Eye Challenger going, probably not the best plan.
Well, you know? I would just assume they want their child to die.
Look, I understand the guys that are out delivering the Amazon packages. They have stickers that say, hey, just check it out. A vehicle does make frequent stops.
That makes sense.
I understand that sticker. But everybody else is a freaking student driver. I can't figure it out.
I think, and this is my honest opinion, because I see a lot of those stickers too, but you look in the vehicle. I'm not saying they're not student drivers, but they're 45 years old, right? So either
that's what I'm saying.
We have an uptick in 45-year-old drivers that are getting their license here, or I feel like people get it so that before you blow on your horn or flip them off, it's like the baby on board thing. Because you see these stickers a lot, and rarely does the driver look like they just got the license.
There's one on an undercover cop car I saw.
This is what
You're right. I saw that thing pulled over. I've seen it on social media.
Right. So I think sometimes, too, I think people just put them on there maybe thinking it'll get them a break.
Okay. Well, here's
that's honestly what I think it is. Just like you as the other driver getting aggravated because everyone drives like crap. And no matter who you are, you believe everyone else drives like crap.
All right.
We've established that. But by putting that sticker on there, like you said, Ted, maybe you give them a little bit of a break. You'll be a little less aggressive.
So, Saturday, I met Andy Mack's mom.
One of the worst drivers we know.
Correct. Now, see,
I'm in the whole state of Washington.
Of Washington, I had a different one of the worst theory. Drivers.
I'm Andy, right? Uh-huh. What do? I buy one of these stickers, and I put it on my mom's car.
One of them?
Just to save everybody else.
I would have, nine of them.
It's like a warning. Like, hey, just look out.
But she just shouldn't be driving. Sorry, Mrs. Mack.
But she knows it.
But she still does it.
Yeah, I know she still does it. That was my other theory. Is like, look, I'm a husband, maybe my wife thinks I am just a terrible driver.
Mm-hmm.
So she buys it for my car and sticks it on my car because she realizes that I'm not good, don't pay attention, whatever the deal is. So I thought it was maybe someone else making that judgment call.
Can we just get stickers to say I'm a distracted driver? I'm a new driver.
I think you can just not pay attention.
Yeah. See, I was thinking getting a couple of them and just having them inside of my car. And then when someone weaves in my lane or whatever, when I pass them, I just hold it up. Like, hey, do you want this?
Right. Or you can sticker. I'm on my phone.
Exactly.
Let us know what you're... I don't believe you're a new driver. I believe you might be on the phone. I think you might be distracted. I think you might just be singing your heart out. It's fine, but it'd be cool if you had a sticker that said it. Like, seriously, I don't pay attention. Or if you had a sticker that says, I know my blinker's on. No plans
I really
to change
think
lanes.
That everyone's license plate should be their phone number.
I think it should be a phone number.
Like, dude, pay attention. You're weaving all over the road.
Go.
What's the most embarrassing mistake someone has made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
What is the level of distracted driving?
What do you mean?
Like, I fathom you shouldn't be on your phone.
Sure.
But I see a lot of people making poor choices, then you pass them and they're eating.
The eating thing, like, what are you eating? I think that goes a long way for whether it's distracting you or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand you take a bite when you're at the light, and now you're just chewing. It's another thing when you'll go by, and I understand you're eating something, but I also realize whatever you're eating is in your passenger seat. And every time you reach for it, I get it, you turn your head to look for it. But that's every time that your car keeps jerking into the other lane. Like, I understand you're hungry, man. You seriously, you can't just wait a little while
that,
before you do
if
this.
You don't get dipping sauces.
That should be the rule.
Yeah, like if I'm driving to Portland, I will almost always stop. Is it Chehalis or whatever? There's like, you know, a bunch of fast food joints right there, gas station. And I will generally go in, get a giant soda or something, and like a burger. And I'll sit in the parking lot, hammer that burger down, get on the road.
Yeah, right. But you don't eat when you're driving.
No.
I don't either.
And then, but I have friends that I've seen and been like, they're like getting dipped. Like, you're getting a dipping sauce?
Like for your nuggets?
Right. Like, we're driving. Well, I'll just put it right here. It's like, no.
Just say you're bad at multitasking, Ted.
Get the sticker. Bad at multitasking.
Right. Can't multitask.
I'm just saying, like,
can't
now with
eat
phones,
delicious nuggets
like,
and barbecue sauce.
Right, like, I get paranoid sometimes. Like, usually when if I drive, I have, like, a soda water with me.
Yeah.
But sometimes I get paranoid if there's a cop behind me. Like, am I allowed to take a sip of this water?
Nah, just like, I don't know. Up there.
What is the most embarrassing mistake someone made at work? 206-803-ROCK.
You just got to make choices, folks. You're driving a car, right? Not the time for dipping sauce. Maybe don't get fries.
Or get the sticker that says, I like dipping sauce.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all. This is a bumper sticker for the honesty of how you're going to drive.
I'm probably eating.
Right. I'm probably eating right now.
Right.
Lay off me. I'm hungry.
I know I'm in two lanes. You know, whatever. Just look at the stick and go, like, all right, well, at least they know.
Taking my half out of the middle.
Yeah.
I hate eating in the car in general.
See, I don't mind it. It helps pass by the time.
Or get a bumper sticker for the front of the car. So I know I'm tailgating.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, well, at least they know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, and now when we drive back from Spokane, we get a bucket of chicken and eat that entire thing. While he's driving, he's just chewing
You're
on kidding a chicken wing. Hell yeah.
Wow. God damn, man. I guess so in the back seat, I don't know. I'm just one of those people. Like Miles always sits in the fast food restaurant, or tries to, which is weird to me. But it usually weird. If I get fast food, I'm close to my house. But, like, I just hate, even if I'm the pastor, like, let's just take the 15 minutes and sit in this Wendy's and eat it.
That's fine.
Yes, yes. I mean, they do
that's
have
what I like
sit
about,
down.
That's what I like about long road trips.
What, just sitting down?
Going
in
into the fast food establishment, sitting down and eating it.
But how often on a
especially
long road trip?
At Arby's.
But how long do you actually get the solo? I feel like anytime we could sit down, like, you can, but there's like eight of them in one. It's kind of like the truck stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm sitting in the, like, a general food hall, and it doesn't have the same intimacy, say, as just sitting in a McDonald's, surrounded by McDonald's things. It has no impact on the food, but for some reason, that's my preference.
See, I'm more of like a, when I travel anymore, I'm more like a one step up from fast food, if I can.
Like what?
It's like a Red Robin.
Okay.
Or something like that. Like I'll stop at Elmer's if I'm in Oregon. Something that's just kind of mid-level. Not high-end, you know, but right on that Outback level.
You mean not those lone high-end restaurants on the side of the highway?
Well, you know, they
welcome to Ruth Chris.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to sit down in like Olive Garden or whatever.
Do they even offer those on like road trip? I don't feel like you see even
see
Olive
Garden.
You're
not going to stop and get pasta. You know, you're going to stop and get like a burger.
Yeah, everything's burgers or tacos, man. I'm just trying to think if I've ever seen like next rest stop, Olive Garden.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure.
I mean, if you stop in a little town, maybe. But like if it's a rest stop, there's Pizza Hut, there's Taco Bell, McDonald's, or Burger King. But I've never seen like Red Robin, Olive Garden. Stay a while.
Yeah. Well, it depends.
That's all. I don't know if I wanted to up my game on a road trip that I could.
Well, you don't stop to hang out with family on a road trip. That's why you don't go to the Olive Garden.
Because you're stuck in the car with them.
Well, when you're there,
your family.
Depends on your family. I'm like, is that really a sales pitch?
I'll stop in Applebee's in a heartbeat.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.